Hello, welcome everybody to the Ode Radio. I'm very proud to announce exactly what it is that makes this particular episode special. Now, if you don't know, you won't know. This is the Ode Official's very first annual podcasting. Today's date marks March 23rd, the year 2018. And we'll be covering several peculiar trending topics such as sports, breaking news, and announcing what it is we plan to do here at the Ode Official. More or less, we are a mere family business with a goal to influence and nurture any old to young people who aspire to be more than just more. Now, with that being said, I'd like to welcome you guys, and I hope you enjoy the show. So, according to CNN News, Nicholas Cruz, on March 14th, 2018, attending court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Judge Elizabeth Schreiber entered a guilty plea on Cruz's behalf as the teen sat mute to charges, basically meaning he was declining to enter any type of plea on the charges of 17 counts of premeditated murder and 17 counts of first-degree murder, which included students and school staff at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, which was located in Parkland, Florida. And this whole event transpired on Valentine's Day, February 14, 2018. The 19-year-old is currently being held at Broward County Jail as prosecutors seek out the death penalty. Now, for one, that's a lot of kids, a lot of families being shattered just for you to sit mute in the courthouse. Now, this is not about opinions on this radio. This is more about factual facts. Anyway, at the end of the show, we'll be given a number, email. Everybody can put their opinions, send their voices, and on the next episode, we will be talking about this topic way much more. Now, I don't know if you guys heard about what happened in Sacramento, California, but they had just released video footage of the Sacramento Police Department killing an unarmed black man just yesterday. It has surfaced, leaving the town's mayor, quote unquote, horrified. This tragic event sparked street protests, shutting down traffic at the state capitol for hours, all during rush hour. Stephon Clark was 22 years old. He was shot 20 times for his cell phone being mistook as a gun. Now, more than 200 protesters were joined together by the Black Lives Matter movement, shutting down Interstate 5 during the commuter hour. Then they commuted to Golden 1 Center basketball, preventing fans from seeing the Sacramento Kings versus the Atlanta Hawks game. And this is a playoff time, So for a couple of hours, this all resulting in the Sacramento Kings team issuing a statement to all fans, purchaser of tickets, to return home with promising refunds. Now, when Mayor Daryl Steinberg told reporters he was appalled by this video, later finding out Clark had two kids and also he was a husband. Sacramento police steamed from a report of someone breaking car windows around his residential area, where police found three damaged vehicles. Police said a suspect was seen from a helicopter shattering glass doors of a house before jumping over the fence into a yard next door. It was obviously a criminal act, but resulting in being shot and left dead in your own backyard is totally out of order. Now, the police body cam showed two on-duty officers chasing Clark through the dark with flashlights, turning to face him in the backyard, yelling, "Show me your hands and your gun." Before they opened fire, officers seen Clark moving forward with arms extended and holding an object which they mistakenly believed to be a gun. Now, after shooting him, officers waited 5 minutes to help him up. Then they encountered a photo behind Clark's grandparents' home where witnesses were to believe and told the police that that's where he was staying at the time. Now, as we stay updated, we'll leave you guys updated. Sacramento prosecutors are currently investigating the incident right now. Now, I chose this article due to the fact that it's relevant and people should hear it. And, I want to hear people's opinions on the president and people that didn't make presidency. So Joe Biden joked on Tuesday, March 20th, 2018, at his University of Miami speech, quote unquote, "If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him." Now, a little immature, a little out of his position, but adding, "Any guy that talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest son of a bitch in the room." Now, come on, Mr. President. Well, president that didn't make it. But if you follow Twitter or you stay attuned to it, we know Trump is hard on Twitter. This resulted in Trump's reacting on social media saying, quote unquote, "Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act tough. Actually, he is weak both mentally and physically, yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault." Then President Trump continues on saying, "He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way down, threatening people, Joe." Now, Trump is right. Threatening people, Joe, very unprofessional. See that you're mad or, you're still attacking President Trump. So, I don't know. I just want to hear people's opinions and what they have to say upon that news article. We speak straight facts, no opinions given on here. But we will play them and we will call, and everything will be given when the number gives out and the email at the end of the show. Moving on to sports now. Everybody knows if you watch NBA that it is the NBA playoffs time. Very serious time for people who invested their lives, practice, and work every day of lives for it. So it's very hard competition, neck to neck, on this current NBA time. Now, the Philadelphia 76ers versus Orlando Magic. Sixers took it. Joel Edmond, 17 points and 9 rebounds, leading the 76ers to 118 to 98, defeating the Magic. Charlotte Hornets, 140, Memphis Grizzlies, 79. Now it's a sweep. Kemba Walker, 46 points and 4 assists. Now that's what I'm talking about. LA Lakers, 125. New Orleans Pelicans, 128. Now, the star of that show, Anthony Davis, with 33 points. Anthony Davis, you're not the most handsomest man, but you are an athletic man. Detroit Pistons, 96. Houston Rockets take it in overtime. Eric Gordon, 22 points and 5 assists. Now that is hard work, boy. Utah Jazz versus the Dallas Mavericks. Utah Jazz take it 119 to 112. Donovan Mitchell, 26.5 rebounds. Atlanta Hawks, 90. The Sacramento Kings, 105. Justin Jackson for the 20 points in that whole game. Now, it's also college basketball March Madness time. Today at 6 p.m., they'll be playing Kansas State versus Loyola in the South bracket. Today at 8:49 will be Florida State versus Michigan in the West bracket. Now, I want everybody to tune in. I'm going to tune in, stay afloat, results, and everything will be posted on our next podcast. We'll keep everybody updated. Maybe sports is your thing. I hope you tune in. Maybe it could just be for sports, but tuning in at any way you can and supporting is just fine with me. Now, the last chapter of this show, wrapping it up, I was giving you an example and basically a municipal extra word on what we plan to do here at DOD Official. Now, Dior de Official started off at many names. We ended up with Dior de. Now, Dior de is a family business where we want to help communities everywhere, not just our community, communities everywhere that come in contact with us and want us to, be a part, shout out, or do as much as we can to, do the best we can. Now, Dior de Official, we have clothing. We have this podcast. We have a photography. Everything comes from the brain, creativity, We are looking for further team members and stuff, but right now we are making it just an immediate family project. Everything will just be, at the end of the day, for people who want to matter, people that everybody will call different. You know, being different scares people. But sometimes allowing people or giving people the knowledge that they are not alone when they seek higher tiers, when they seek a higher level without taking the elevator, but taking the stairs. Now, our Instagram page is Diode Everything. D-I-O underscore R-E underscore everything. Our official email is diodeofficial at gmail.com. No underscores, just straight diodeofficial. Now, I would love for people to throw their input in, throw some creativity, you know, throw some knowledge on us. You know, I'm a 23-year-old adult myself, I'm a father, and I'm a husband. Now, everybody should just, you know, believe in themselves or have somebody, you know, be behind them. And today's message I would like to let out would be just do what's best for your families. Just do what's best for your families. Now, thank you guys for whoever is listening and whoever is willing to throw an input in. You know, teach me something I don't know and I'm going to teach you something I don't know. That's game. Now, I want to say one more time, thank you, and Diode Radio, we appreciate you. Everybody, have a wonderful day.